This message is given in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. As some of you may know, the Minnesota Vikings won last Monday. So let's think positive, and let's imagine that they make it to the Super Bowl this year. Now imagine that they're in the locker room before the big game, and then the coach comes in and he says, "Congratulations, you are the Super Bowl champions." Of course, they're all amazed to hear this. They haven't even gone out in the field yet. And next, the coach holds up the Super Bowl trophy with the Vikings' name on it. And then he proceeds to pass out the Super Bowl champion rings to each of the players. After he does this, the coach says, "You are the Super Bowl champions. Nothing can take that away from you. Now, all you have to do is play the game. Now let me tell you, your opponents will mock you, they will intimidate you, they will break the rules, and they will try to hurt you. In fact, you need to know that by halftime you're going to be behind by 3 touchdowns. But don't get discouraged. You've already won the Super Bowl. It's a done deal. So get ready to fight." Now just imagine how that knowledge of certain victory would change the attitude of the players. They would do their best. They would take their hits, and they would never get discouraged because they would know that they were victorious. And nothing they experienced during the game could change that fact. Sadly, such things don't happen in this world. We don't even know if the Vikings will make it to the Super Bowl. We'll have to wait and see. However, things are not that uncertain in God's kingdom. You see, Jesus has already won the victory over our sin. Jesus has already won the victory over this evil world. And Jesus has already won the victory over the devil and his demons. That's why we can know that we are forgiven. That's why we know that we have the certain hope of the resurrection and eternal life. But even though Christ has already won the war, we still have to go out there and fight the battle. That's why the Apostle Paul writes these words: "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Did you hear what Paul said? We Christians are in a battle, and it's a battle that most people don't even see. You see, unbelievers think that our real enemies are things like poverty, sickness, drugs, or the terrorists from the Middle East. Now, don't get me wrong. I admit that these things cause problems, and we do need to fight against them. But we are deceived if we fail to recognize that our real enemy is our own sinful hearts, and also the devil who wants to lead us away from Christ, who is our only Savior from the eternal damnation we deserve. For example, if you conquer poverty in your life and you become wealthy, you're still in spiritual poverty if you don't trust in Jesus. And if you conquer illness in your life and the doctor gives you a clean bill of health, you're still spiritually sick if you don't trust in Jesus. If you conquer a drug habit and you're living a sober life, you're still spiritually hooked on things that will hurt you if you don't trust in Jesus. And if we eventually defeat the terrorists from the Middle East, but we personally don't trust in Jesus, then we will still have to fight against an even greater terrorist whom we can't possibly defeat. Thankfully, God has opened our eyes, and so we Christians realize that there are spiritual forces at work within this world that most people don't see. We recognize that there are enemies that most people won't even admit exist. Now, who are and what are these enemies? The first enemy I will mention is our own sinful hearts. At the end of our gospel reading, Jesus says, "From within, out of men's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly." Jesus could have kept on talking, but then he says, "All these evils come from inside and make a man unclean." Now Jesus is saying that unless he saves us, unless we have the Holy Spirit in our lives, then we are always and only opposed to God. In other words, we are by nature God's enemies, as we confessed at the beginning of the service. That means we deserve God's eternal wrath. Therefore, no matter how good we think we are, if we don't trust in Jesus, we will be condemned along with the devil. Now the second enemy is all the evil in this world. Paul says that our battle is against the powers of this dark world. Now that's obvious. All we have to do is read the paper, watch the news, or surf the internet, and we will find many examples of people, places, and things that will tempt us to gratify the desires of our sinful hearts and turn away from Christ. Even more, there are evil ideas in this world that tempt us to doubt God's word and think thoughts that are contrary to Holy Scripture. And we don't have to go to some big city to find these evil things. We can find the evil powers of this world right here in the Jamestown area. The things that have gone on in our area the past week should make that clear to us. Finally, the third enemy is the devil and his demons. The Bible teaches that the devil and his demons were angels who were created by God in the beginning. And they were created to serve humans. But the devil did not want to serve us or God. The devil wanted to take God's place. And so the devil rebelled. Other evil angels followed the devil, and those angels are the demons. Now, the devil, as you know, tempted Adam and Eve to do the same thing, so they also rebelled against God, and we have inherited this rebellious nature. Therefore, those who are not saved by Christ are under the control of the devil, whether they realize it or not. For instance, in Ephesians 2, verse 3, Paul says that the devil is the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. So, even though unbelievers think they are in control of their own lives, they are really slaves of the devil. But the devil also wants to enslave us Christians who have been saved by Jesus. And the only way the devil can enslave us is to lead us away from Christ. So the devil and his demons are always tempting our sinful hearts with the things in this evil world in order to lead us away from Christ. Now, in light of these three enemies I've just described, we have to ask a question. How can we possibly defeat these enemies? We have to fight against the wicked desires of our sinful hearts. We have to fight against the evil powers of this dark world. We have to fight against the devil and his demons. How can we win? We can't. But the good news is that Christ can, and he already has won. The war. war. In Romans chapter 13, Paul writes, "The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature." Paul says that we should clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, God clothes us with Christ in the waters of holy baptism. God also clothes us with Christ when we hear and read His Word. You see, Jesus is our armor. Jesus is our armor that will keep us safe in the battle against evil. Jesus is the best armor there is, too, because He's already won the victory over evil. He's won the victory over our sinful hearts. He's won the victory over this evil world. He's won the victory over the devil and his demons. So, therefore, the sermon title, "The War Has Been Won." Get ready to fight. In our reading from Ephesians chapter 6, Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God. Very simply put, this means that we are to trust in Jesus and all that He has done for us, and we are to rejoice in receiving all the gifts that He longs to give us. Now, to describe this in a creative way, Paul uses the armor common among Roman soldiers of his day to describe the gifts that we have in Christ. Now, I don't have time to go through each piece of armor that Paul mentions. That would be an additional sermon. So I will focus simply on this point. The armor of God includes the belt of truth, which is also equal to another piece of armor Paul talks about, and that is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. You see, the Holy Spirit uses God's Word to expose the spiritual evil in us and around us, that we might repent of it and flee to Jesus. The Holy Spirit also uses God's Word to give us faith in Jesus, who saved us from the curse of sin and the power of the devil. And finally, the Holy Spirit uses God's Word to give us discernment, so we can avoid the lies of the devil and know them when we see them, and instead embrace the teaching of Christ. Another thing we need to know, as we're out there fighting the battle, there are forces of God around us that we don't even see. Remember our reading from the Old Testament? Elisha asked God to open the eyes of his servant so he could see God's armies around him, protecting them from the evil one. God's good angels are always around us, and they're ready to serve us according to God's will. And even though we cannot see them with our physical eyes, we know by faith in God's Word that He is protecting us as He sees best. Even more, Christ Himself is with us. For example, in the Old Testament, one of the names for Christ is the Angel of the Lord. With that in mind, I would like you to listen carefully to this verse from Psalm 34. "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him." Jesus is your armor. And today, we get to taste and see that the Lord is good as we receive Christ's body and blood in this holy meal. This is God's sign to us that Jesus has already won the war. So all we have to do is fight the battle. And we have nothing to fear because we have been given the full armor of God. We have been given Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our armor. Amen.